stockpile by big companies, right? They're just stockpiling that data. Very few of them are used. We have a very low data number of those managers, more like stockpiles than we use to provide apps. And we have them, I think, in the right channels now. And this Robert De Cosmos on right here, oh great. Maybe Vasil Van Pesho had to leave early. And Mathieu Parcourt, is any finance to say anything?
Thank you. preventing intellectual property holders from segmenting, using their intellectual property right to segment the European market. So there's been a long jurisprudence of the competition authorities attacking the abuses of intellectual property rights, not the issuing of them, because that wasn't in conflict. The directive is just bringing the community into that area. As somebody said, it may be a good thing that the community, rather than just the EPO, is dealing with these things. But of course, it does give the community then a vested interest in the calling of these rights. We still have the competition authorities acting against, and it seems to me that one proper line of challenge, both sort of high policy level and for individual sort of firms and activists, is to actually file competition complaints. There are quite a number of jurisdictions in the community where the competition authority is obliged to investigate any complaint, if reasonable. The commission itself is not obliged. The commission can reject the complaint. But there are a number of jurisdictions where, for example, in Britain, if you go through the Consumers Association, they take that up, then the Office of Fair Trading is obliged to investigate. And I'm at present discussing with the Consumer Association complaints that we can file against the enforcement of regional coding on DVDs and against licensing terms that Microsoft imposes on universities, both of which are actually copyright rather than the patent things, by that concern. So I would given that information, just like to end by saying I think that, and the report actually does say this, that if we are going in the direction of further enhancing of intellectual property rights, if we have done it, then it's imperative that collectively we think how these rights, some of which have been given, and some of which we're never going to be able to take back, even if you roll back some of the legislative proposals, how the abuse of these rights can be constrained by competition law. So,
let me ask you a question in direct response to this issue, the effectiveness of competition law in constraining abuses of past from what you've seen as abuses. Because it seems to me there's nothing in competition law that answers the problem that you focused on during the hearing this morning and the concern that most of the people have here that somebody, whether it's a large company or a small company, and in many cases, most cases in the U.S., that small companies are starting to see big companies get extremely aggressive in a way we've never seen before. But basically, nothing prevents the kind of holdup or broadcast threatening that is a major concern.
Well, is it in principle? It could be addressed. It should be addressed by these companies.
We don't have that in the U.S.
Well, in Europe, we do.
Yeah, there's an inquiry would be quite.
I have some information on that.
Speak loudly, so
yeah.
You know, good.
So, first of all, about abuse of dominance, what's being done currently on the Microsoft case does not give at all an impression that there is any use for a small company to use competition law, because the delay is simply too long. Practice and theory is very different. The second thing is on the Microsoft case, one of the discussions which has happened at some point in Europe by the Commission was based on intellectual property. There could be a way to deal with the Microsoft case, which would be to require some kind of compulsory free license on standards or performance. That would be a way to renew competition, and that has been thought of. This time, but also 10 years ago, and also 20 years ago in other cases. And each time, it has failed, and IP law has been used against competition law. Currently, Microsoft is rather trying to explain that their patents or their copyright doesn't allow the Commission to do certain things in
If you're trying to study, for example, links and linkage, I know that because I have
kind of comparisons. First of all, forgets, of course, many qualitative questions, which are, well, first of all, from an international basis, considering proper, if we could find any proper patents, but at least patents that answer to the original assignations, which were new industrial applications plus non-obvious stuff that can be patented. And if we follow that very precise definition based on tangible goods in mind, the propension to patent is radically different between countries, which means that the cultural approach to patent is radically different, and which means too that for software patents, for example, there will be a time needed for European firms. Of course, the subject in itself is already there, but a time will be needed for the culture to evolve. What is already accepted in the United States as a standard approach, because you need to protect your assets, will take some time too in Europe to come up, because it is not the same. And so the validation of software patents in a way can lead to a quantitative explosion that can have to some positive effects, kind of, in policy comparisons about innovations, and which can be a reason why you can find too some policy support in allowing as many different industrial sectors to patent their innovations.
To everybody. They are part of what is called the common
some relative